Dragon's Dogma 2, the highly anticipated successor to the cult classic Dragon's Dogma, is out now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S, and Steam. Dragon's Dogma 2 is a third-person action RPG boasting a richly detailed and deeply explorable fantasy world created using Capcom's RE engines, immersive graphics, groundbreaking character AI systems, and cutting-edge graphics. Dive into the vast and dynamic world where the Arisen is called upon to fulfill a forgotten destiny across the nations of Vermund, the Kingdom of Humanity, and Batal, the nation of Beastrin. Dragon's Dogma 2 revolves entirely around choice. Your choice, that is. From the sword and shield wielding fighter to the illusion conjuring trickster, there are over 10 unique vocations to choose from that all require experience to unlock new skills. And character customization is out of this world. Literally. Oh, and did I mention that the combat is really in-depth? It isn't just hacking at a giant's ankle for half an hour while you dodge roll attacks. You can engage enemies from a distance, climb up large foes, stab them in their weak points, use the terrain and trick, trip, or throw foes off high cliffs and raging waters. So visit DragonsDogma.com to buy the game and start your epic quest today. That's DragonsDogma.com to learn more.
This is our drunk take, you're listening to it. Jeff, Joe, Bernie, and Gus will help you get through it. This is our drunk take, is anybody out there? They're recording from the Wendy's upstairs.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Drunk Tank.
You know, I gotta say, these songs are getting better.
You guys gave some grief to that rap.
No, he did. Jeff did.
I don't know
did.
Why you did that.
I loved it. I was just
that song was fucking great.
Oh, that was awesome.
That song was stuck in my head for like 2 days.
I know. No, I thought it was great. Yeah,
that
I
was
just
undeserved criticism.
Oh come on, we were just having fun.
It was.
It's all fun and games till someone's feelings get hurt.
Somebody called Teresa Bach.
God, that's the longest running joke.
You're the longest running joke.
Oh shit, that was all over your face.
Hey, Gav's not with us for very much longer. And Gav's going back very soon. 3 weeks. Yeah.
3 weeks?
Yeah.
Not soon enough.
You can have Joel back in the potty.
I'm sure he'll be glad to take Joe's seat there.
Yeah.
So y'all are back.
We're
from your big trip.
We had a good time, man.
Yeah?
It was a lot of fun. ODST, woo!
We went to the Halo 3 ODST launch party in Seattle, which was held at, it's called the Experience Music Project, but it's really just the Sci-Fi Museum. Mm, I mean, it's all one building.
That is one ugly building.
That's an awesome building.
I thought that was pretty cool.
I see it from the interstate sometimes when we're driving up there.
Hideous.
It's like, what the fuck is that?
It's like this. The outside of it is a bunch of malleable panels of metal that have been bent into these fluid shapes. And the building, when you get close to it, is impossible not to touch. Everyone, like, reaches out and touches it.
Gross.
I don't know what that says.
That's how everyone has H1N1 up there. There
yeah,
you go.
No kidding.
There were signs everywhere, by the way.
The dirty building.
Yeah, I heard something scary. I read an article that Jeff sent me and my wife sent me that here in Austin, they have so many patients now for H1N1 that they're setting up tents outside the hospitals to treat people.
Yeah, that was at the Dell Children's Medical Center. They set that up last winter, like towards the early spring when H1N1 first started. They had that prepared in case there was a huge pandemic.
Yeah, I think if I go to the hospital and they try to treat me outside in the parking lot, that's a problem.
Yeah, who gets to go inside? Like, how do you get to be the ones that goes inside, right? They don't shut down the inside facility, right? This is to handle overflow. So do you got to get there in queue?
If you have good health care, you get to go inside.
Maybe that's it.
You probably present with some kind of symptoms that aren't a runny nose and a fever.
Ah, there you go.
So what do we get up to at the ODST launch?
Like you have a sword in your chest. That would get you inside. Okay. So if you have H1N1, stab yourself.
There you go.
You get to see a doctor.
Great words of wisdom.
Well, air conditioning is important to some people.
Let me say, I'm glad you're back.
you'd be like Romeo in ODST, right?
Well, that's a spoiler.
Nah, fuck it. ODST's been out for like 2 or 3 days now.
I'm pretty sure everyone who wanted to play ODST has played through it at this point.
I stayed up till 1 a.m. playing it last night.
Nice.
While Jeff and Gus played. What were you doing?
We played Dungeons and Dragons.
Woo! Did you really?
5.5 yeah. hours.
Pen and paper style.
It was awesome.
It was a bunch of them in the living room, and I was playing on the little TV, playing ODST deep into the night. Jeff and Griffin were talking about their Dungeons & Dragons experience in the car this morning.
Yeah, and? Make you jealous?
It was as though you'd gone to another planet and you'd come back and talked about your little holiday on that other planet. I had no idea what the hell it was.
It was planet awesome.
I don't know what's happened, why Dungeons & Dragons has recently come back into vogue, because I read about it seemingly everywhere, on people's blogs and on their Twitters and all that stuff. It almost feels fake to me, like there's some kind of weird marketing thing going on.
You think so? Come back. It never left, baby.
Yeah. Was there a new update or something that happened?
Like 2 years ago. Either 1 year or 2 years ago, 4th edition came out.
But we're not playing. We're playing 3.5.
Yeah.
Fucking keeping it real.
Maybe it's just, I mean, I didn't realize how many people were playing D&D until Twitter got big, and suddenly everyone has a D&D night.
I had been playing a lot before, through maybe 05 or so. Then I stopped for a bit and just picking it back up.
Yeah, we had a campaign that ran for a long time, until about 3 years ago, and then we stopped. And you kept playing with another group.
Yeah.
But I don't remember why we stopped. It is.
I think you all had your hands full with Millie. It's like she was getting to that stage.
Gavin and I are sharing a look that I'm sure many people who listen to the podcast are having right now.
You all are jealous. We had the most fun 5 hours ever last night.
Let me ask you a question. Nope. Was that more fun than video games?
Oh, yeah.
Way more fun,
right? What are you talking about?
Way more fun than video games.
No.
You could have been playing ODST.
Or you could be hanging out, interacting with five or six friends.
We had five-player co-op.
Yeah. It was great.
I mean, when I think of a social interaction with friends, I always think dice.
Dude, I grabbed the wolf by the balls with my mind.
Okay, you're losing us here.
You said it was brilliant. You were all excited about it.
Shut up. You're just private and public.
Okay.
You got to present a cool facade.
Wait a minute. Who's the wolf? Is it you guys? Is that the wolf?
The cool thing about that game.
That's my code name.
The cool thing about that game is it forces you to be creative and it forces you to think on your feet. And that's awesome.
Yeah,
if you like to do those things.
Totally awesome.
And the phone's ringing. Fuck.
You know, you think after doing this, you know, a billion times, we'd have a checklist that we'd run through.
It's funny. We had been diligent lately, all this week so far, about clearing phones and everything. We just totally fucked up. I see two phones here and a cat. God damn it.
Well, the cat's part of the show.
Yeah, the cat's...
What's up, Joe?
Come on, Joe.
Come on.
We'll have to scrap the whole thing.
Who do you like more?
Bad-mouthing the cat. That's fucking bullshit, dude.
That's because you're not here the first 20 minutes with the cat every morning. That cat's a fucking jerk.
You pet the cat. That's all you have to do. Gav gives him rubs, and then I give him rubs.
I give him great rubs.
I wish that was all you had to do. It's not enough.
Ah.
Fuck. He's a needy cat.
He's my cat. You think I don't understand how he works?
I have to feed him. No,
I don't think you do. I've seen him latch onto you like a face hugger before.
Yeah, he bit you 20 minutes ago.
Yep,
yeah.
Look at that.
He gave me a big, long scratch.
You know, great cat. Thank God.
Like, knocking mics over.
Thank God cats can't be zombies, otherwise
you'd
be infected instantly.
Is that true?
Would be fucked up.
Can they not be zombies?
No.
Okay.
Duh. Have you ever seen a fucking or read anything about a cat being a zombie ever?
Well, I didn't think any animal could get zombified, but I've seen zombie dogs.
Let me ask you a question, Gavin. Have you ever read anything ever in any capacity about your history, a novel? Have you ever read? Can you read?
No.
Can you answer this question?
I spent a lot of time with him the last few days because we traveled together to Seattle. He doesn't know shit.
No, he doesn't. Anytime we ask him a question here in the podcast, he's like...
All right, well, what didn't I know?
You didn't know how many feet were in a mile.
I got a better one for you.
He's got a way better one.
So this is Gav's idea of stimulating conversation on the plane. He says, hey, Bernie, do you think that anyone has ever had the idea to take a long set of headphones, like 8 feet long... And you take the 8-foot cord and you swallow the end of it and you wait till it comes out your bum. And then you plug in the iPod into the part that comes out your bum and then you listen to the headphones that are coming out your mouth. And I said, well, you'd need a cord a lot longer than 8 feet to get through your digestive system. He goes, no, you wouldn't. Why would you need that? And I said, because you have like 30 feet of intestines. And he said, and I'm going to have to demonstrate to you, but he points his mouth and he goes, no, it goes from here. Then he points to his stomach down to here and then straight out. And I said, do you really think that's how your digestive system works? And he goes, yeah. I go, you have one little shot of intestines and that's it. He has no idea.
That's completely not what I said.
It's like a sink, right? It's like a J-bend and then you're fucking out.
You're a fucking moron.
I know about the small intestines and the large intestines.
Now, apparently.
No,
you thought it was an 8-foot shot from your mouth to your asshole.
To him, it's like he probably got his anatomy lesson from like
meters,
a Tums
man.
Commercial. Where
I meant meters.
It's just a white circle in the middle of your body. And
how many meters of intestines are there?
Meters, probably close to 10.
Well, 8 wasn't far off then, was it?
8 feet.
Well, I obviously didn't mean feet, though, did I?
Obviously you did.
And why will you give up the idea that you don't follow the metric system? Because you do follow the metric
system. Yeah, you just said meters. Why did you say yards?
When it comes to people's height, it's always feet. But if I'm measuring something, I'll measure in meters.
Oh, my God. Yeah. This is the worst ever.
I got so mad at Gav on this trip. I decided I just threw one of his shoes in the toilet at the hotel.
Why were you mad at it? Because of this?
Just in general, he's annoying.
Yeah.
This is what happened. Bernie likes to kick his shoes at me whenever I walk around the corner, come out the bathroom.
I do like to do that.
Get a shoe and I'll duck it. I'm usually pretty good at ducking there, right?
You are.
Anyway, I ducked this one. It was going right for my face. I ducked it and it landed right in the toilet behind me. And I'd just done a poo.
He was really happy because he thought it was my shoe at first that fell in the toilet. And
I didn't know what it was.
And you're wearing that shoe right now.
Yeah, luckily it landed like sole down and didn't fill up with toilet water.
Yeah, right. keep dreaming.
Gross.
So you guys were just talking about a zombie apocalypse thing. I had a funny idea the other day that I was talking to Jeff about. I read an article that a scientist said we are now 20 years away from immortality.
Woohoo!
You know, effective immortality. Where our knowledge of the human body and our advances in medical science will make it so that essentially we can live forever.
So realistically, we're about 120 years away from immortality.
We can keep ourselves alive, yeah. I'm sure the people in the 50s, you know, we were going to have flying cars in 20 years and all that too. But I was talking to Jeff about that. Don't you imagine, Gus, there would be people in the world who would not take advantage of that for either cultural or religious purposes?
Yeah, I would not take advantage of that.
You wouldn't?
No, fuck that.
What's wrong with you?
Why?
Think about your gamer score, dude. So if you could live for 200 or 300 years.
Jesus, dude, that'd be fucking...
Think about the D&D campaigns you could run.
That'd be fucking tedious and horrible.
Think about all the fucking you could do.
No, no.
When we started our retirement plan at the company, I sat down with everybody and I, you know, just kind of went over retirement goals. Because these are young guys, right? So I was going around and saying, you know, if you put away some money, here's what'll happen every 7 years, and then you have so many 7 year periods until you're 65. And I said to Gus, I said, what's your retirement plan? His retirement plan literally was, I want to die young.
No, my retirement
plan. Better than that. His retirement plan was a shotgun.
That was my retirement plan was a shotgun.
Well, so you don't want to live that long?
No, fuck that.
Gus does not think he's going to live past 40.
Yeah.
But Jeff, you don't want to live longer than you should.
Yes, I do.
You struggle to remember stuff that happened yesterday. How are you going to remember stuff that happened 150 years ago?
Why would I need to?
Yeah, we have the internet.
Yeah.
When you need to remember stuff for?
Google will become your memory.
That's right.
Memory's going to become a joke in the next 10, 15
What
years.
Did you do yesterday?
What did I do yesterday?
Play Dungeons & Dragons. We just covered this.
Yeah, I played Dungeons & Dragons. Hung out with my kid. I captured ODST footage all day long.
Man, that game's so good.
Did a poo.
It was...
Sounds like a full life.
I'm going to say that ODST is better than Halo 3. Who agrees?
I agree.
It's a good game.
I definitely agree.
I can't compare them, but they're both great games.
You can't compare them.
They're both great games.
It's impossible to compare anything to Halo 3 in the first day. Because Halo 3 is a game, and Halo 2 were games we played for 6 or 7 months, at least.
Not the campaign.
As our primary games.
Campaign? We played the fuck out of campaign.
What?
Getting skulls and doing all that shit.
For about a week.
Yeah, for 6 months.
But, yeah, I played ODST when it first came out, when we first got our hands on it, which was when we were working on those commercials, and it was here, and I stayed up all night the first night that we had it in the office and played through the campaign with Ben, who was here as well. I don't know how you guys could have Halo in this office and not play through the campaign. I don't know how you guys did that.
We had work to do.
I played through about half of it, but we were fucking stressing out.
Was I in a different office at that point in time? I mean, I stayed after work.
I had to make a Red vs. Blue video and commercials. I didn't have time to play the game.
Yeah.
We weren't doing it during that point in time.
What do you mean?
We did it at like 8 p.m. 8 p.m. to 2 a.m. is when we did it. When you were probably just sitting around staring at the wall in your
wondering about
home.
Swallowing headphones.
I don't know, dude. That was a long week. We did a lot of videos that week.
I played through like 75% of the campaign.
Half of it. And we played a lot of Firefight.
Yeah, we played a lot. I think that's what we did. Instead of playing campaign, we just played a ton of Firefight.
And I had a sick kid at home, too, I think.
It was easy to pick it up and go. But it's awesome. I love the campaign.
It's also the best music of all three games, I think.
I agree with that.
You know, I read the other day that Marty O'Donnell, who does the music for Halo games, you know, up at Bungie, also made the Flintstones Kids Vitamins jingle.
Yep.
That's why their podcast starts with the Bungie kids.
I never made that connection. I never knew that.
And now he's made the
connection.
And
now I know. Apparently, he also did some jingle for Tidy Cat that I don't remember. It must not have been as memorable.
I saw him.
I can't. Do you know a Tidy Cat jingle at all?
No. I think the only cat product jingle I know is the old Meow Mix commercial.
Yeah.
Meow, 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 meow. That's it. Maybe he did that one too.
He had to do something. I mean, the guy had like a 40-year career before Halo even came out, right?
How does that jingle go? The meow one?
He just did it for you.
Yeah, do it again.
This is Gab's idea of a humorous moment.
No, no, no. It's fine.
How does it go again?
Because I recognize it. And I obviously never seen it. Where do I know that?
Now he's backpedaling.
What is your problem?
Own it, bitch. Come on. You like that joke? You like the Meow Mix song? Come on.
If you're going to try and be funny,
where was the joke?
That's what we want to know. Yeah. Fucking
that was funny.
Answer that.
God, Gavino, you cannot leave soon enough.
Go ahead, guys.
I was going to say, I know there have been a lot of questions about it, and we keep talking about it in a questioning manner, but now it's been definitively announced that Left 4 Dead DLC is next week.
Yeah,
the 29th.
29th of September. Very excited. 10 new achievements. We don't know the point value. We don't know what they are. We just know that there's now going to be 60 achievements in the game.
Yes.
So Bernie is down one game again.
Yeah.
You lost your 100% on Left 4 Dead 2.
Dude, he's going to crack on his PS3 thing, and he'll be playing Left 4 Dead next week.
It does make me mad, though, that they updated the achievements, and I did lose another game that I've 100%ed. Mm-hmm. Now it doesn't exist.
So you'll get the 10 achievements.
It must be great for guys like you, especially you, Jeff, who you don't ever fucking finish games.
34 finished games.
So now it doesn't matter.
I have 34 finished games.
So you're like, oh, it doesn't matter.
How many finished games do you have, Bernie?
Yeah. What's that?
How many finished games do you have?
I have almost 50.
Wow.
I have literally almost 50 because Left 4 Dead is gone.
Did you finish Shadow Complex? Did you 100% that?
I did, yes.
Wow. How long did the level 50 achievement take?
Not long. A couple hours.
Two hours.
Get the gold gun and you double up your XP.
Jeff is the greatest armchair achievement hunter in the world.
Thanks.
I mean, it's like, no problem. You won't get it.
That's
my
website.
You will not get that.
What? Shadow Complex?
You won't get it.
Oh, you're damn right I will.
You absolutely won't.
Thanks. I know I will, too.
6 months.
I appreciate
it. Did you get 100% yet?
You told me I'd never get Just Cause. I got Just Cause. You told me I'd never get Trouble in Paradise. I got Trouble in Paradise.
Hey, how's all that Dead Rising achievement
all
going?
I'm not
going
to get that.
Are we at a two-year anniversary of losing that bet?
I never said I would get that. I'm not going to get that one.
God, how did this podcast start? That's how it started.
The podcast started with the gamer score race to get 10,000 points.
Right, which I got.
Son of a whore. This is unbelievable. That's such a fucking lie.
So, okay, well, let's say I'm lying. Well, let's say you said I would never get... let's do four things. You said I wouldn't get 10,000 points. Got it. You said I wouldn't get the Dead Rising.
Cost me $1,000. Didn't
get it. You said I wouldn't get Trouble in Paradise. Got it. You said I wouldn't get Just Cause. Got it. I'm 3-for-4, motherfucker. Oh, 75% chance that I'm going to get Shadow Complex.
So
75% chance.
You're like
that I'm
a limit,
get Shadow
a mathematical
Complex.
Limit. As time approaches infinity, you approach a respectable person, basically.
Thanks. I appreciate that. I'll take that as a compliment.
Congratulations to the three listeners who got that.
Yeah.
Talk about limits.
Dude, it's on the internet. People know math. They can fucking look it up. People don't have to get the joke. They've got fucking Google.
They need XKCD to write a comic about it.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, you think people like XKCD because most people don't get it?
I don't know. It's like a secret club.
I gotta admit, I don't understand that cosine heart joke, whatever the fuck that is. I don't know what that is. They're kind of most quotable comic, the one that's on all their t-shirts and stuff.
Oh, I don't know if I'm familiar with that one.
Yeah, I'll look it up for you, and you can tell me why it's funny.
I'll see if I can find it in the link. Put it in the link dump or something.
Then I can pretend I knew on my own. So what do you have on Shadow Complex?
I have like 90 points on it, or 195 points, I think.
Oh, so you're missing pretty much everything.
Yeah, I haven't beaten it yet.
I have 180 points, and I'm fine with that. I'm going to stop there.
That's ridiculous, dude. All you got to do is play 13% through. That's easy.
Now I'm going to get mad again.
Uh-oh.
It's like they're 10 points each. It's not worth my time.
You're so fucking stupid.
Yeah.
You keep saying that gamer score. What's your gamer score? Your overall total gamer score?
About 25,000.
About 25,000. You don't really know.
I'm not worried about the total. I'm worried about points per game.
That makes no sense.
Yeah.
How can you not be worried about the total if the individual points matter to you?
Because
what does it matter that it's 5 points?
180 out of 200. I'm fine with that. That's pretty much most of it.
So you're going for
90%. No. Well, per game. Yeah. Not total, though.
So what's the percentage you're going?
What does that mean?
So what's the happy, acceptable percentage for you?
What I'm saying is, if I had all the... Right. If I had two 50-point achievements left, I have two achievements left in that game. They're 10 points each. If they were 50 points each, fuck yeah, I'd get them. They're 10 points.
What? So you do have a total.
Because I'd only have 100 out of 200. That's half. I have 180 out of 200. That's 90%.
Yeah, normally, I'm not a big achievement guy. And everyone knows that.
Because it's taking it serious.
But if you're that close, just fucking finish it.
But what?
It's a fun game. You right. like the game.
It's
not
a
like
great
you're bored
game. It's
with
really
it.
Good.
So keep playing it
but
if
it's
you
gonna,
like it.
I'm going to have to play like double. I've already played.
What is with the fucking phone? Throw it out of the goddamn office.
Put them on.
Here, I'll take the battery out of it.
There's another one on your desk.
Don't take the battery. Just get rid of it. Turn off the fucking ringer and take the battery out.
Excuse me, everybody. I have to leave the podcast for right now.
Just turn off the ringer. Bernie it's didn't. A fucking button. Push it. You don't have to invent a time machine and go back and kill Alexander Graham Bell. Just fucking turn off the goddamn phone.
Why is it my job to turn off the phone?
I'm not mad at you. I'm mad at the world. All right, I can't figure out how to do this.
Oh, yeah. It's real fucking easy, isn't it?
I'm so glad these guys are back.
Yeah.
You know, I think this week of Drunk Tank's going to kill us.
I hope so.
Why?
I don't know. I feel like we're running ragged.
Yeah.
Tempers are flaring. Everyone's mad at each other.
Why would that kill the podcast?
The phones are still ringing. It's like the Beatles.
People are going to start refusing to appear on the podcast.
Yep.
Pretty soon it's going to be fucking Gus and the cat.
Whose phone was that?
What?
What was that noise?
Who just got a text?
I didn't hear anything.
I did. I heard
Gus?
A big dunk.
No. I would have felt a vibration if it was me. Let's not talk about the phone.
Look at Gus.
Gus is smiling because he knows he fucked up and didn't sign on his
I'm
phone.
I'm going to leave for a minute.
Oh, shit. Did you fuck up too?
No.
I need to walk inside for a second.
Gus got a text.
I need to take a breather. I need a rest.
Bunny is leaving the room.
Hey, Gavino, so when are you leaving again?
I don't know. A few weeks.
Like 3 weeks? So you have like 3 more podcasts left in you?
Maybe.
Should we lock the door?
No, we're almost done here.
All right.
Whew, 5 more minutes, right?
So is there anything left you want to do before you take off?
I don't know. No, not really.
You know, I've got to finish Shadow Complex, maybe?
No, I wouldn't do that. I've got to finish Recreation. That's pretty much it.
Yeah?
We're working on episode 15 at the moment.
Oh, awesome. Yeah? Okay. Welcome back, Brady.
We missed you.
So,
Gus.
I guess we should take a minute then. You talked about that. So just to remind everyone, new episodes of Red vs. Blue Recreation every Monday night at 9 p.m. Central.
That's true. We had a pretty big episode. Episode 14 came out on Monday.
Yeah, we had over 11,000 users on our community site on Monday when it came out. And
really?
It really caused a problem. Our site suffered.
That was a big deal because we had the return of a pretty major character.
Oh, yeah?
Well, online at once, we had 11,000?
Yeah.
Yep.
That's got to be some kind of a record, right?
I need to go outside and break some dishes.
I think so.
I feel better now.
Good. Let the anger out. It's very cathartic.
I'm also going to vote libertarian.
Gus, I noticed on the previous podcast while I was away, you talked about WET. Did you ever talk about why originally you didn't like the game when you first started playing it?
No, because I was off base. But, you know, I finished the game today. And, like, after finishing it, I like it a lot more. And I know that's a weird thing to say, but no, it's I guess I was able to appreciate it a lot more.
Right.
Yeah, it was good. I mean, it wasn't the best game in the world, but it was enjoyable. They did a lot of stuff to, like, the gameplay could have very easily got repetitive, and they did a lot of nice stuff to mix it up.
But you missed one of your things, right? You missed a collectible, and you now have to go all the way back.
I have to go back and play through to the 5th level for that collectible.
There's no level select.
There's
right?
no level select. That's I'm pretty pissed off about.
Does your collectibles carry over to different playthroughs?
Yes.
Well, at least that's something.
Yeah, that's something.
I mean, I played a lot of games where you have collectibles, and there's definitely better ways to do that than other ways. Shadow Complex probably has one of the best ones where they actually give you a map where they show you where you've collected stuff.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Now, there's problems with it, and Jeff ran into it, and I ran into it as well, where on some places on the map, there's 2 items, and it only shows you one.
And like, once you pick up one of the 2 items, it's like the map checks it off.
Wow. Yeah. That's fucked up. I didn't think about that.
Yeah, there's only a few rooms, though, where that's the case, so you can just go back and check those rooms.
Yeah, I think there's one where the save room icon blocks the question mark or something as well, right?
Yeah.
Right. That's what we're talking about, yeah. Actually. Yeah. There's a game event, like a cinematic event, that's what blocks the collectible from being shown. Mm-hmm. But I finished Uncharted.
How was it?
You want to yell about it?
It's awesome. I'm sorry, listen. Being with Gavin on the road for a whole day was hard.
Listen,
ODST's out. I can't play ODST because I'm doing this stupid PS3 thing that I got myself involved in, and I'm upset about it.
Let me ask you a question.
I'll give you Metal Gear Solid 4. That'll make up for it.
No, it won't.
You took your gamer card with you to the event. Were you allowed to play with your gamer card?
I didn't do that.
Oh, you didn't?
I didn't take it. I had my max memory card, the one you and I have, that's 4 gig, but I haven't transferred my stuff over to that yet.
Oh, I see.
Bernie said it's tough hanging out with me for a whole time on the
road.
It's
not. It's the ODST thing. I'm blaming you.
But
I feel bad.
Bernie snores. I don't know if you realize this.
Oh, yeah. We all know.
But I was, once again, overconfident with myself. Bernie was like, yeah, I'm going to tell you, I snore really loud because we're sharing a room, obviously. And I was like, don't worry. I can sleep through anything.
Can't sleep through anything.
Bernie, at one point I woke up in the night, I was like, he's just taking the piss. I was convinced that he was stood over my ear just going,
you know,
because it was that loud, my eardrums were vibrating. I was like, what? And it was across the room.
Normally I can sleep through anything, but last year at PAX I shared a room with Jack from Achievement Hunter, and that motherfucker Like, I thought the same thing. I thought he was laying there in bed making noise to try to keep me awake. And we were staying like in like one of those Homewood suites, so it's like a hotel room that's big. I left the bedroom and went and slept on the couch because that motherfucker snored so goddamn loud. I refuse to share a room with him anymore because that fucker snores so bad.
Yeah. You know, I shared a room with him at Comic-Con and then again at PAX, I believe, and I didn't notice him snoring at all.
Dude, that dude had...
Maybe he just had a bad night.
But yeah, I'm seriously surprised that Bernie can sleep with that noise coming out of his own face.
Like a baby.
that's the sound of comfort. You know he's totally fucking relaxed.
Like a loud, screaming baby. It's worse than a baby, because a baby doesn't scream while it sleeps. Baby wakes up to do that. So everybody smurfs with him. Not
so
me.
So I had a pretty rough time. I got no sleep that night, and then I got a toilet shoe the next morning.
Wow.
But then we got donuts. Top Pot, whatever it's called. Is that what it's called?
That's what it's called.
Top Pot.
God damn, that was a good donut.
What kind of donut did you have?
It was called a Bullseye. I had just a big old donut with jam in the middle.
It's been a donut week for you. We got up Sunday morning and went out and got donuts,
yeah,
too.
We had
and then the next
cream.
Day you got them again.
And you guys had donut on the podcast yesterday. How was that having Dan here?
It was cool. It was good having Dan around.
Yeah, we always love Dan.
We might have him back. We'll see if we can get him back for one of our normal length podcasts in the future.
I got to say, I listened to Dan on the podcast, and... Dan was not his usual self. I think maybe he was censoring himself.
Okay,
a bit.
He
was.
If you're going to call him out on it, Dan was Dan until the microphones turned on and we started recording. And as soon as we stopped recording, he was Dan again.
I can understand that though.
I can understand it too. But you got to get the full Dan experience. I think we have to secretly mic him.
Yeah, maybe
we should do that.
Because I mean, Dan's sense of humor is pretty out there.
He's pretty fucking funny.
And I can understand why he would want to pull that back in a little bit.
Yeah, sure.
When he's on a microphone where he hasn't been on a microphone before.
It was nervous.
Broadcast to the internet.
We'll break him with that.
Yeah.
All right, do we have anything else we want to talk about before we wrap up this micro edition? We only have one more this week. Tomorrow, Friday.
I heard a really weird thing that the FDA has done a blanket ban on flavored cigarettes. They're gone.
I didn't know such a thing as a flavored cigarette existed.
You haven't been in a drugstore recently, have you?
No, because, I guess not.
Yeah, behind the counter they have Philly's Blunt's Peach, Strawberry,
really?
Watermelon. Yeah, they had all these different flavors of cigarettes for a while.
That sounds horrible.
Huh.
And tobacco in general. And for some reason, menthol made it through the ban.
You know, I've never, maybe my grandfather didn't, it's been around forever. I've never smoked a cigarette in my life.
You really haven't?
Me neither.
I tried once. When I first moved to Austin, it seemed like everyone smoked. I bought a pack, and I smoked half of a cigarette. I was like, this is retarded, and I threw it away.
I think I may have taken, like, a puff off of one of, like, my friend's cigarettes, but I don't, yeah, never.
It's definitely a learned behavior, because the first time you try to do it, you can't do it. It doesn't make sense to your body to inhale smoke.
Have you tried it?
I have tried it, yeah. I probably smoked, you know, a few packs over the course of my life.
I'm going to let you in a little secret. Sometimes when Bernie drinks, he'll smoke a cigarette. I've seen him do it.
Have you ever smoked a cigar?
That's not true at all.
I've seen you do it before.
When have I ever smoked a cigarette? You might be thinking about somebody else in the office.
No, I've
not
seen
me.
You do it two or three times since I've known you.
Really? I don't think
or
I've
the
ever
past
seen
10 or 11
Ooh,
years.
Cooled out.
I've seen maybe a cigar.
Yeah.
Every now and then. I've done that.
I can't recall the last time I smoked a cigarette.
I think you did at one of my Christmas parties one time.
I smoked a cigarette?
Yeah, it's very clear in my head because it was really odd to me that you were smoking a cigarette.
I do remember that.
Yeah, because it's something I'd never think
of. I do remember that. That was so weird. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was
at
weird.
A Christmas party?
Yeah. You know when we have those drunkmas parties?
I also don't drink that much. You guys
you
drink
definitely,
way
you,
more than
you
I
definitely
do.
Don't drink much.
Like
unless you're at my house.
Well, that was one of my... I'm a terrible, like, binge drinker. I don't understand that either. Like, when they say on those sheets, if you have a problem with alcoholism, say, do you drink to get drunk? That seems like less of a problem than I'm just going to drink all the time not to get drunk.
Right.
I'm just going to drink for the hell of it.
Speaking of drinking to get drunk, you and your wife and my wife got hammered last night. You all have hangovers now, don't you?
I'm not hungover. My wife is, though.
Man, I couldn't believe it.
There's something about the mixture of wine, whiskey,
and beer.
I don't know. I guess
it
affects some people. Like, at one point, we ran out of the first bottle of wine, and I had like half a cup still, so I... Topped myself off with a new bottle, and I found out they were different kinds.
Yeah, Merlot and Cab.
Yeah,
they
didn't mix very well.
How often are you guys going to play Planet Glib or whatever you were doing?
Planet Glib. I don't know, like once a week?
Once a week, yeah. Every Tuesday or Wednesday.
So, ODST, is ODST a buy?
Of course it is. It's not even an expansion. It's like 1 hour shorter than Halo 3.
Well, don't say of course it is, because people do have questions of whether or not to buy it.
Yes.
Without a doubt, yes.
Absolutely.
I say absolutely yes as well.
A fully engrossing campaign.
One thing, I meant to bring this up the other day when ODST launched, and I forgot about it until right now. Does anyone know how that Reach multiplayer beta invitation
no
thing
clue.
Works?
I didn't even see it in mine.
Have you looked at it? It's this little piece of paper here.
There's no information, like code or any information about that. But you have to get ODST to get into the Reach beta. It's one of the selling points.
You didn't have to pre-order.
Will it open up like on the menu?
Yeah, I think it's like Crackdown when Halo 3 came.
Okay, that makes sense.
Okay,
because it says visit like
Halo.xbox.com.
Halo.xbox.com or whatever. And then you go there and there's no information on it.
That was pretty impressive what you just did, Gus. You, like, your throat broke and then you cleared your throat without clearing it. How did you do that?
I have no idea. I'm glad someone noticed.
He's
that.
A podcast veteran.
Yeah. Teach me how to clear my throat without.
All right. Well, let's wrap this up because it's lunchtime.
I want to point one last thing out, though. One last thing is that we're doing these micro podcasts. And when we do these, Gus specifically tries to keep them under 10 megabytes. So that if you have an iPhone, you can download them over the 3G network.
Right. Can you download them over Edge if you have an original iPhone?
I have an original iPhone, I think.
Okay.
So.
No, you have a 3G.
Oh, 3G? I don't know. Anyway.
Okay. Well, at least you can do it over 3G.
If you have access to the iTunes store, you just go to podcasts or go to your podcast list in your player, and then you go to Drunk Tank, and you can look at more episodes, and you can download them directly through there.
You did that, right?
I downloaded it in my car on the way to work today. I downloaded the one.
How long does it take to download?
On 3G, it took me about 2.5 minutes.
Yeah, and I think the one you downloaded must have been like 9 megabytes. So it's pretty good. It's a good speed.
And I can tell you exactly. It was 8.9 megs.
Nice. I've downloaded, I think, the Blizzard podcast like that before.
And I know we've mentioned this before, but it was on the podcast that we lost. Where do people listening on iTunes find the link dump?
They should come to our site, roosterteeth.com, and check out the Drunk Tank group.
That's basically a list of everything we talk about with links to videos and stuff.
There you go.
All right. Well, thanks for listening. We have one more tomorrow.
Yay!
Is this wearing you down?
Yeah, it's pretty tight. it's strangely more work than I thought it would be.
Okay, yeah. Fair enough.
All right. Thanks for listening.
Happy birthday, Millie.